From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. and Russia are close to an agreement. U.S. and Russian defense officials have concluded a third round of talks on rules for conduct in the air over Syria. They are finalizing a memorandum of understanding that will establish basic safety rules. Turkey, meanwhile, is warning both the U.S. and Russia against arming Kurdish forces in Syria. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, Kurdish forces in Syria have made territorial gains against Islamic State militants. The U.S. said this week it has parachuted in ammunition, but did not specify which rebel groups it is aiding. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu Wednesday warned against arming Kurdish forces in Syria, which it views as terrorists allied to PKK, Kurdish separatists in Turkey. Henry Ridgewell, London.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is not blaming one side or the other for the wave of Palestinian stabbings and attacks against Israelis. Spokesman John Kirby says Kerry just wants to see the violence stop and that he will travel to the region.
So obviously that would be foremost on his mind as he travels to the region, which will happen soon. I just don't know when that's going to be.
John Kirby. President Barack Obama is sending U.S. military personnel to Cameroon. White House spokesman Josh Earnest briefed reporters.
The U.S. military forces who were deployed to Cameroon are there at the invitation of the government of Cameroon and will act in coordination with the government of Cameroon.
Earnest said the deployment is part of a larger international effort to stop the spread of violent extremism in West Africa. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say at least 22 border police and 35 Taliban insurgents were killed when fighting erupted in southern Helmand province. The officials say about a dozen Afghan security personnel were wounded in the violence in Nawzad district. Iran's Guardian Council has approved the implementation of the country's recent nuclear agreement. That means the bill has become law in Iran. Three senior Turkish security officials have been suspended following that nation's deadliest terrorist attack in the capital Ankara Saturday. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkey's interior ministry says Ankara's provincial police chief and the heads of the city's intelligence and security departments were suspended Tuesday to allow what it said would be a healthy investigation into the bombings. The suspensions came as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan acknowledged that mistakes were made in preventing Turkey's worst terror attack. There must undoubtedly be a mistake, a shortcoming in some place. Of what dimension? This will emerge after examinations, he said. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The U.S. State Department said Wednesday a range of terrorist organizations and other non-state groups are guilty of harsh and hateful treatment of various religious groups throughout the Middle East, sub-Saharan Africa, and Asia. Here is Secretary of State John Kerry.
Most prominent and most harmful, obviously, has been the rise of international terrorist groups, such as Daesh, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, and all have been guilty of vicious acts of unprovoked violence.
In its 17th annual report on international religious freedom, the State Department said religious groups in those regions have been targeted for abuse and discrimination. Guinea's main opposition candidate, Selu Dalin Diallo, has dropped out of the presidential election because of what he says is fraud by the government. Diallo's Union for the Democratic Forces of Guinea said Wednesday he will refuse to recognize the results. Other opposition candidates have already denounced the election as a grand deception. Vietnam says a Chinese vessel sunk one of its fishing boats near contested waters in the South China Sea. Vietnamese officials say the Chinese vessel slammed into the side of the Vietnamese ship on September 29th near the Paracel Islands, which are claimed by both countries. Myanmar's government and eight ethnic groups have signed a ceasefire agreement. The accord is being hailed by officials as a major achievement, even though several rebel armies have refused to sign it. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.